it seems like almost everything in our program today is pointing to the importance and the goodness of light. And light is a symbol, kind of a metaphor maybe, of God and love. And young Harper sang about this little light of mine, right? That was good. I'm going to let it shine. And she wasn't talking about some external light, like a flashlight or something. She was talking about the light of love and goodness in her heart. And where does that love and goodness in our hearts really come from? Well, in our first reading today, our own St. Paul said it very bluntly. He said, "You were once darkness." Right? "But now," he said, "you are children of light, the light of the Lord." And the light of love and goodness is in us because it comes from God. Because he is love, and he is goodness, and he is light. And without him, without God, without Jesus, we're living in darkness. So says our own St. Paul. And we all remember the great words of the prophet Isaiah. He said, "The people living in darkness have seen a great light." Remember that? And he said, "On those living in the land of darkness, a light has dawned, for unto us a child is born." Right? And the gospel writer John, he put it this way in chapter 1. He said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of the world." He said, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." Nope. The true light that gives light to everything was coming into the world. So said John. And so it was. It all came to pass on that first Christmas day. Okay, so then fast forward 30 years or so after that first Christmas, okay? And that's where we find ourselves in our gospel reading today, in Matthew chapter 3. There we hear about the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, right? And you may see that on your program today. We refer to this Sunday as the baptism of Jesus Sunday. That's what this is. That's what we observe on this particular Sunday. And so we heard from Barry how Jesus was baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist, in that river, in the Jordan River. And after Jesus was baptized, what happened? Remember? The Holy Spirit descended on him. It alighted on him like a dove. And also, the voice of God the Father spoke out loud. They could hear it. And he said, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." So try to picture that moment. Try to place yourself there and see if you can imagine that. I think I mentioned this last week. This is a very rare example in the Bible. It may happen one other place where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of them, have pierced the veil of the physical world together. They're all there together in one place at the same time. And that imagery of the Trinity together at Christ's baptism, again, try to picture that, try to think of that. That can be a really helpful way to grasp the concept of the Trinity. Because that can be a pretty complicated or, you know, confusing thing to grasp. Okay, now throughout the Bible, You know, God can be found everywhere. He's everywhere. He's speaking from the heavens. He's hovering over the waters from the very, very beginning. He's in a burning bush, right? He's descending like a dove, and he's hanging on a cross. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. God is absolutely everywhere. In our opening song today, our song of praise, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, that was written by the very prolific hymn writer Charles Wesley, circa 1747, almost 300 years ago, almost. And it includes this beautiful description of God. Listen to this. He describes God as this: pure, unbounded love. Remember that lyric? Pure, unbounded love thou art. Ugh. Pure, unbounded love. Unbounded. Unbounded. God is here. He's there. He's everywhere. He's in the heavens. He's in the waters. He's all around us, and he's inside us. And descending like a dove. And he is light. He's light. He's the light. The light of the world. And like the light of the sun and the stars, God's light shines down on all people, for all people. Now, last week we talked about the Magi. You may remember that. Magi, the three kings, the wise men from the east. And they followed the light of a star. And it led them where? To Bethlehem. It led them to Jesus. And that's the promise of the Bible, really. And the promise of Jesus to all of us. He says, seek me and you will find me. And so the question for us right now in this new year is this: will we? Will we? Will we continue to seek him? To follow that star, the right star. And will we? Will we see? Will we see? Will we see the light? Amen.